This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudan's warring factions agreed to a 72-hour ceasefire starting on Tuesday, while Western Arab and Asian nations raced to extract their citizens from the country. The Sudan Armed Forces said the U.S. and Saudi Arabia mediated the truce. The two sides have not abided by several previous temporary truce deals. 2 days after a military evacuation of its embassy in Sudan, the U.S. has started helping private American citizens who want to leave the country. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
This morning, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said it's hard to know exactly how many Americans are in Sudan and how many would want to stay.
I would say some dozens have expressed an interest in leaving.
Hours later, here at the White House,
American citizens have begun arriving in Port Sudan, and we are helping to facilitate their onward travel.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says there are intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance assets in the sky over the land evacuation route to provide overwatch. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Kenyan security forces continue to recover bodies of people who starved themselves to death following the teaching of a pastor. Muhammad Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Pastor Mackenzie was arrested more than a week ago after four of his followers died of starvation, thinking it was a way to meet Jesus, according to reports. Kenyan President William Ruto said there was no difference between the pastor's actions and those of terrorists. President Ruto has directed security agencies to monitor the activities of religious leaders who promote dangerous ideologies. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.